half of the PhDs I work with are international PhDs that need a visa, need to be sponsored by a U.S. company to work in the U.S. As a result, they get a lot of questions about how to get hired when you need a visa. Unfortunately, many of these international PhDs feel less than, like they have an uphill battle, much more uphill than a normal PhD or a PhD who already has citizenship. Yes, that's true, right? Quite frankly, if you're an international PhD in the U.S., the task ahead is going to be more daunting, especially when considering the complexities of visa sponsorship. However, the right strategies and mindset, right, can help you a lot. It can significantly enhance your attractiveness to potential employers, making the prospect of them sponsoring your work visa a worthwhile investment. Okay, so how do you do this? Well, first, you have to showcase your unique expertise and skill sets very, very well. Right? As a PhD, you bring a wealth of knowledge and unique skills to the table. You have to highlight your specialized expertise better than those who don't need sponsorship. You got to talk about your research skills in detail, the unique insights you have developed during your PhD journey. Employers are always on the lookout for candidates who can offer something different and valuable, right, that sets them apart from the crowd. So talk about how your perspective, especially internationally, is an advantage when it comes to your research. Number two, demonstrate your adaptability and problem-solving abilities. Okay, employers value candidates who can adapt to new environments and tackle complex problems efficiently. You've had to adapt to an entirely new country, so make sure you mention that. Use examples from your research or previous work experiences to demonstrate your adaptability and problem-solving skills. This is very, very important, in particular, in a corporate setting where change is a constant, okay? And innovative solutions are highly prized. So innovate or die, communicate that you understand that you're aligned with it. Third, discuss your cultural competence and global perspective. As I have alluded to already, as an international PhD, you bring a global perspective that can only be seen as advantageous in today's interconnected business world. Showcase your ability to work across cultures and how your international experience can contribute to the company's global outreach or understanding of diverse markets. Fourth, build a strong professional network. Networking is key in the job market, of course, so you have to make sure you're attending industry conferences, joining professional organizations, and connecting with alumni from your university who are working in your desired field. Go after your alumni if you have an international PhD. It's a huge advantage. Most people overlook it. A strong recommendation from a trusted contact within the company can significantly increase your chances of getting hired. Fifth, tailor your resume and application very specifically. Or customize these resumes that you submit. Highlight the skills and experiences that align with the job requirements extremely well. You have to go above and beyond as an international PhD. Make sure to include any industry-relevant skills or experiences you have acquired during your PhD, as this demonstrates your readiness to transition from academia to industry. Sixth, prepare for interviews meticulously, okay? You're not going to get as many as others, not as easily. It's just the hard truth. So in these interviews, you have to articulate very clearly how your skills and experiences make you the ideal candidate for the role. Prepare for common interview questions and be ready to discuss your visa status honestly and openly, emphasizing your commitment to contributing to the company long term. You're not going anywhere. You want to be there for years and years and years. You have to show extra commitment. Seventh, understand the visa process. This is important. You have to educate yourself about the work visa process and be prepared to discuss it with potential employers who may not understand it themselves. Demonstrating that you have a clear understanding of the process and requirements can alleviate some concerns employers have about sponsoring your visa. It makes them feel more confident because you're confident and you understand it. Don't just sit there being like, well, don't you know what to do? They want you to know what to do. Eighth and finally, highlight your long-term commitment. Employers are more likely to sponsor a visa for candidates who show a commitment to staying with the company long-term. Okay, so this is an extension of number seven. You really want to make it clear that your goal is to grow with the company and contribute over the course of many years. They'll hire individuals who are committed to staying at the company for years and can even hint at being there for a decade or more. Of course, that can change, but this is your goal, to make the employer see your value in terms of hiring you over the long term. So much so that the need for the visa sponsorship becomes a secondary consideration. So focus on what you can offer, how you can add value to their operations immediately and over the long term, and why you are the best candidate for the role. With the right approach, determination, and preparation, you can increase your chances of securing a corporate job in the U.S. and getting your work visa sponsored because they see so much value in you. If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a two-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder. That's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now, the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only, so go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.